This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's Issues of the Environment. Today we're going to talk a little farming, more specifically about getting the ground ready and prepared before the first frost and hard freeze hits the area. Ground cover, it's essential to the agricultural industry. I'm David Fair, and full disclosure, I know nothing about this subject. I've tried to grow things, I've not succeeded. I've literally killed cactus. I imagine I should be banned from visiting any farmer's market anywhere for fear my mere presence would be contagious and kill off everything when growers return to their properties. But I recognize how essential family and small farms are, and I have a great appreciation for them. So I wanted to invite an expert on to educate all of us, particularly me, on some of the essentials and complexities. Matt DeYoung is a conservation technician for the Washtenaw County Conservation District, and thank you for making time for us today, Matt. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, David.
Well, as a rudimentary start to the conversation, perhaps you can give me a hand up and define what exactly ground cover and cover crops are.
Yeah, so cover crops are a plant that's utilized in a grower's rotation that's not specifically grown for a crop, you know, to produce food, but it might be grown for other benefits, such as weed suppression, soil health, water quality enhancement, or even to increase yields based on some numbers that I've seen.
Am I mistaken, or have I heard this referred to as green manure?
You're not mistaken at all, actually. That's one of my that's one of my favorite things to call cover crops, just as a little aside, or maybe with some producers, they understand exactly what I'm talking about. And cover crops can provide the very similar benefits to a traditional manure application, which for the listeners is typically cattle product after they're done eating. So
the green manure sounds better to me than the alternative.
Exactly. So green manure provides an extra nutrient boost to the soil, depending on the species we're talking about. It can also benefit soil health by scavenging excess nutrients that were applied typically chemically and lock those nutrients up for use in future plantings.
Why is the timing of planting cover crops so vitally important?
Yeah, so this is something that you touched on in the introduction, but timing is incredibly important. Depending on the length of the growing season between that first frost and last frost, we really want to germinate cover crop seeds typically this time of year, especially in commodity crop production systems, and just having enough of the growing season left to really produce a good stand of cover crops. You know, I think that right around now is a great time with the remaining rainfall that we have left. You know, we're really looking at the final window of summer into fall.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation with Matt DeYoung continues. Matt is a conservation technician with the Washtenaw County Conservation District. You've kind of outlined it in a broad sense, but are the reasons you've already stated exactly why the conservation district is so high on cover crops?
Well, we really try to meet producers where they're at when it comes to, giving advice about cover crops. Some producers are very interested in learning more about conservation programs, and cover crops are a great way to introduce them to some of our cost share options that we have to implement some of this work. And others are really focused on the environmental benefits that I've touched on, even possibly upping their conservation level to incorporate more species.
Are some of the other environmental benefits perhaps prevention of erosion and perhaps preventing agricultural runoff into our waterways?
Exactly. Cover crops play a critical role in preventing soil erosion and enhancing water quality. Cover crops can increase infiltration, and on a long enough timeline, cover crops can also make water quality better instead of just preventing it from getting worse.
Is the cost of putting in cover crops offset by the benefits reaped?
It is, but like any good investment, it can take a long time to see those dividends. So there's some research that was done by SARE, which I believe stands for Sustainable Ag Research and Education. And this particular study looked out 5 years, and the increases in yield starts in year one with a cornfield, a yield increase of 0.5%. But all the way up to 5 years out, it goes up to 3%. And that can be a big difference when we're talking about a slim margin business that is farming. So, you know, while it might be hard to see in those first couple of years, it really does take that long-term vision to see the environmental benefits of changing one's management to incorporate cover crops.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Conservation District Conservation Technician Matt DeYoung on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. And I want to discuss a new partnership the Washtenaw District has forged with other conservation districts to more efficiently plant the ground cover we've talked about. Now, you've teamed with the Lenawee, Monroe, and Hillsdale County Conservation Districts with a company called Scott's Cover Crops this year. This is an aerial approach to seeding the cover crops. Is the fly-on approach better in your estimation?
It is better for some producers, and we like to promote this as one option for producers to implement cover crops because it can get seed onto the soil with that time window with more days in the growing season. If some of the listeners have driven out to the countryside recently, you might notice that the crops, for the most part, are still out there. Mm-hmm. And if we can get that seed on the soil while the crops are still growing, it gives us a longer time window for those cover crop stands to establish and get the benefits that we really, really do need out there on the farmland to be realized.
And in your exploration of these cover crops, is blended better than single species, or does it depend on the land itself?
I think that question is really best answered by a producer that's making the decision. The decision to plant a cover crop requires many, many factors. And I think when it comes to starting out, it's a great idea to maybe utilize one or two species with a lot of research. And then as producer or operator is more comfortable, maybe year three to year five of utilizing cover crops, they start diversifying the mix. That can include some broadleaf species like turnips, for example, or maybe getting into diversifying the grass mix that they're using.
So as we talk about this, it occurs to me, you know, I was born in a city and grew up in the suburbs, and I don't have a real personal relationship with farm or farmland. And a lot of people just like me are curious. This is important to the agricultural community. This is important on those farms. But I imagine that it is important to all of us who don't touch that land as well. So why should this conversation matter to those who are not in the industry?
That's a great point you bring up, David. And for me, I come from the suburbs as well. And that's one thing that after many years I've grown appreciation for is some of these decisions that happen in the agricultural communities, and learning the how and the why is incredibly important. Farmland covers a major portion of Washtenaw County, and decisions that occur on that farmland impact all of us, from reducing the heat island effect that can be produced from paved spaces to things like incorporating cover crops. So when I think of community benefits, specifically with cover crops, I'm thinking of increased yields, like the example I brought up. You know, that bolsters the local economy, and that increases profitability on farms for our local businesses. But it also has several environmental benefits, too. Increasing plant cover year-round is incredibly important, especially with the changing environment that we've been seeing. This increases on-farm resiliency to be able to have a long-term sustainability on our farms. And that can come in the form of decreased soil erosion, enhanced water quality for all of us that turn the spigot on every morning to get a glass of water, all the way down to, like I said before, the economic benefits and having that strong local economy.
Matt, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today and providing the education. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David, for having me.
That is Matt DeYoung. He is Conservation Technician with the Washtenaw County Conservation District, helping inform us on agricultural ground cover and the associated programs to support farmers and, ultimately, all of us. For more information, check out our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.